Hello, Anything is Potable. It's your host, Kaya.
And Naya.
And Bree.
And today we are here with...
It's your boy, Orange Sister number one cameraman, Corey in the building.
And today we're going to be talking about music.
Our favorite artists we don't really like, artists who are overrated. So let's get into it. Who are you guys' favorite artists?
I would say, let's do our top three favorite artists.
Okay.
I would say Kendrick, Jhené Aiko, and Summer. Oh, and J. Cole.
What about you, Kaya?
Okay, this is really hard. Like, I have a lot.
Glorilla.
Rod Wave.
Yeah, Rod Wave's definitely
yes,
top.
Sir.
But yeah, Rod Wave. Yeah, Jhené. I don't know. I like Dirk.
Lil Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk. Smart. Yo.
Mine would probably be Billie Eilish.
Billie?
Mm-hmm. Nah. Oh, she's not number one. Frank Ocean is number one. Oh, then it's her. Then it's Billie Eilish. But Steve Lacy up there. I like all of them, honestly.
I love Steve Lacy. You know, everybody thought Steve Lacy was white. And then when they found out they was black, they was like, Steve Lacy is black?
Bro, yeah. I thought Steve Lacy was white.
I did too at first. I thought that for like 2 months after I started listening to him.
I just started
listening to him. Like, I know like two songs. That's all.
Have you ever heard of Rachel Chinnery? She made the So My Darling on TikTok.
No? Do y'all know who Sonder is?
No.
That's Brent Fire.
Wait, so Guyvan, is his name?
I thought it was Giveon.
Is Giveon or
no
Guyvan?
Way you just disrespected my man name.
No, because like people like I be saying Giveon. Is somebody correct me? I was like, no, it's Guyvan.
She said Guyvan. No,
I thought it was
way. It is Giveon.
Well, someone corrected her.
No, it is definitely Giveon. Giveon is one of the greatest R&B artists right now in the game.
So is Bryson Tiller. I love him.
Bryson Tiller ain't even dropped none the whole time.
It don't matter.
Still, old Bryson Tiller, it is so.
Yeah, old Bryson
all
Tiller.
All the time.
Every time.
I'm talking about consistent artists that make music.
Okay. Wait, you sound like you're being a hater right now.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
You definitely
so
hate
who
it.
Do you like?
All right. Number one goes to Lil Baby. No way. What? What's wrong with Lil Baby? Come on. No.
He's cool, but okay, keep going.
He's cool.
But the way you're talking, it seems like it would be someone more like better. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You saying it like
this is my
you
top three
say
right
like
now.
This
is my top three right
okay,
now.
Okay, who else?
Okay. Who
so number two go to Rod. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Valid.
And number three, I'll probably say Giveon is number three right now. Only because that last album. This recent album, bro. And I think it only hit because, like, he was supposed to come out at the same time Rod was supposed to come out. But Rod was later. But then when his stuff dropped, it went crazy.
Yeah, and there was no reason Rod Wave had us waiting that long for that.
Nah, for real. I'm sitting here pressed in my room like, bro, what you on?
Okay. So, who do y'all think who's overrated, like the most overrated artist?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki? Yeah, I don't listen to her no more.
Come on. Don't be doing the queen like that, bro.
Who else?
Young Money.
I don't know.
All black
artists.
Women are queens, right. But you know.
I would say the top artist is Beyonce. Because
Nicki Minaj is a rapper. Like, she raps. Other than, like, Cardi B, a rapper, I guess. Then you got other artists.
They both
artists.
Have their own tones.
Yeah, you got different tones, but, like, Nicki is actual. Like, she has bars. Like, she's an actual rapper. That's
Cardi
why. That's why.
Bars.
Yeah, she got Cardi bars, too, bars. But she be rapping about, like, materialistic stuff and stuff like that.
Nicki Minaj,
like, if you
she
listen,
raps about other stuff,
Nicki Minaj does, too, but, like, if you actually listen to her music, like, she be having, like, real tight, like, bars. She be talking about real stuff. Like Drake and Wayne do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just that Young Money vibe they be giving it.
I forgot about
like
him.
They just be like.
You don't like J. Cole?
No, J. Cole, like his lyrics, like if you listen to it, like
yeah,
he really like talks about stuff.
Lil Wayne is better than J. Cole.
What?
Take the headphones off.
I just got
you gotta get off the mic on
about,
that one.
You talking about me in a lyricist wise, or you talking about just overall?
Lyrics.
No.
J. Cole is one of the greatest lyricists of all time.
You're tripping. You got to take
if
the
not
headphones
the,
off.
Nah,
not
he's not
top
the
Wayne.
He's one of the best lyricists
not top
of all
Wayne
time.
Whatsoever. And Future, better than all of them.
Future,
nobody
eats every time.
Future, no, Future
he
goes crazy.
Every time.
Future definitely goes
every
crazy.
Future is so W.
So, how do y'all feel about the Migos?
Wait, didn't they like break up or something?
2015.
They did?
2015.
Migos is one of the most, I will say this, Migos is one of the most, like, greatest influential trap rappers to come out of Atlanta. They really changed the game for rap.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what?
What?
Out of Atlanta?
I said one of the greatest, not the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the.
From no, Atlanta, like, you got whole, T.I.,
yeah,
Ludacris.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not the great, but, like, they're one of the most, they're one of, they're, they really influenced the game back in, what was it, 2016?
That's still a stretch.
Especially with Bad and Butch. Come on
right.
now.
Rich
like,
Homie
y'all wasn't going
Rich
crazy.
Rich Homie Quan was going crazy.
Rich
nah,
Homie Quan was going
crazy.
Crazy.
But, like, I'm saying, though, like, when Bad and Butch came out, that's all you heard all summer.
Rich, we had Rich Homie Quan. Young Dolph.
Right.
Young Dolph did. Yeah.
They was killing the game.
Young Dolph. I never listened to Young Dolph. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't he on, like, a lot of songs with Key Glock? Like, what? Him and Key Glock were like.
Who is Key Glock?
I don't know who Key Glock is.
Key Glock? I love you, that? Mr. Glock. You don't know who that is, bro.
No, who is that?
Bro.
Somebody, I don't know who that is.
Wait, anyway, let's talk about some, like, old school. Like, Tupac? Okay.
Okay, Tupac East. Tupac East.
There's no debate when it comes to Tupac.
Yeah, so, like, you can't even argue with, like, the old school. Like, you know, yeah, like, y'all listen to Eazy-E?
Like, what's it called? It's like SVW or?
SWV?
SWV, yeah. I feel so slow, and I said that on mic.
Right, but why'd he sound offended? He said SWV.
I was just trying to get confirmation that's what offended. You was talking about.
Yes, SWV. I used to love them.
I don't really know.
SWV.
I know old school songs, but if you ask me who sung them, couldn't tell you, man.
That's kind of me, too.
Y'all know that one? It's by SWV. It's like, I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak.
Yes, sir.
I lose all control. Yes, that's on beat every time.
Yeah, that song is hard.
They be playing that song. It be 8 in the morning. I'll be back in my mama's car. Elementary school. Screaming at the top of
my song is cruising down the street in my 6'5".
For sure.
And what's the song? Do y'all listen to Boosie?
Yeah.
I love me some Boosie.
My favorite song since the beginning is No Juice. That's my favorite song ever.
Oh, yes. No Juice is hard.
Yeah. Hey, we been talking about R&B. What or are we talking about rap for the pet? Like, what about old school R&B and stuff like that? What y'all be?
I know R&B songs, but, like, I don't know the names or...
I have,
like,
to look through my playlist.
Yeah.
Like, Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. They,
that don't count as old school R&B. That's
really?
Like, what's, like, 2000? I'm talking about, like, old 90s, old. 80s, 70s. Groups like Guy, 70s. The Barge.
70s.
My mama wasn't even more.
Yeah, my mama old. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry, mama.
But do y'all have, like, a song that, like, gets you, like, in, like, just in a good
mood?
Oh,
my God. If you play I Like It by The Barge, I will turn 50 real quick. I'm like, right now.
New York.
Words.
Not New York. Empire State of Mind.
I was like, New York.
The song that
Empire
gets you lit.
Empire State of Mind.
I'm sorry. I keep talking over you.
Oh, you talking about songs that just get you lit, period? I'm thinking
songs
you're talking
that
about
get
the
me
old
lit
song.
Is T Grizzly, and it's like First Day Out.
Oh,
oh my God. I can sing that word on my downfall.
That'd be heavy.
It's Prayed on My Downfall. That song
pick her
is
up,
hard.
Knock her out. That's a good song.
There's so many songs that just get me like. There's so many songs that just give me turned.
Boosie get me in a good mood, too.
Yeah, it's like Boosie, and it's like...
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, oh
I
my God.
That bitch. Turn my swag on. That song hard. Yeah.
I think it was like Pretty Boy Rock. Mm-hmm. That one?
Pretty
Boy Sweat. Pretty Boy Sweat. Yeah, so that used to be my song right there.
I used to think Soulja Boy was the dude who made Silento. I used to think Soulja Boy was Silento.
Who made Silento?
Longest.
Who made it?
No, Silent Hill is a dude.
He's the guy who's like whipping that name, right?
It is?
I mean, yeah.
I didn't know that. No. Who was your favorite artist as a child? Because mine was Willow Smith.
Cher Lloyd.
Who is that?
Do y'all know who Mindless Behavior is?
Yes!
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Yes, I love. I know every dance from them.
Right. And, oh my gosh. Like
I like Justin Bieber a lot too. I like Justin Bieber.
Hey, Justin Bieber, yeah, that was my dude back in the day. I'm not gonna count.
I mess with Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, Mindless Behavior. And oddly enough, I like the Jonas Brothers, but I couldn't name a song. Don't remember it at all.
I don't feel like the Jonas Brothers, they didn't really like tee up until like they got older.
I love Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah. She should have been one of my top 10.
Yeah.
My top 3. No, my top 5.
I love her.
Because she eats.
Oh, I like Little Mix. Do y'all know them?
Uh-uh.
I know think I heard. Song. I think I know you're talking about.
They made the... These wings are made to fly.
No, I never.
No?
I never heard
That's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know
but
you're talking
is
about.
Is
yeah.
the song from what you were singing?
You know, did y'all ever listen to Jordan Jones?
No.
Nah.
That's gosh. She used to cultural appropriate so freaking bad. But I never realized it because, you know, I was young, but I was so obsessed. She made a song about being ghetto. It was called Banji. It was like, hey, man, I'm so Banji. Y'all never heard that?
No.
I'm going to have to show y'all that.
I used to listen to stuff like Becky G.
Yeah,
like, what's her name? Her name like Megan, and she was
Megan Trainor.
Yeah, Megan Trainor, and what's it called, that one song?
I can't remember none of her songs.
Dang.
You might have a mom. I like that song.
Like, what's it called?
Then she had that one song.
It's a song, and like, she was like, "I'm all about that bass, got that bass."
Yeah, that's the song she came out with. Yeah,
I was listening to that this morning. I used to love that song.
But when
I love Nicki Minaj and Beyoncé.
You was just hating on Nicki Minaj.
Because Nicki, she is overrated.
She is overrated. Like, the way that people attack people if they come at her is
wild
and unnecessary. But
true.
She definitely has talent. Don't get me wrong there. She for sure is talented.
I love Beyoncé music. So, what's your favorite song by Beyoncé?
You'll put my love on top.
Top.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Mine
is, go ahead, Bri.
I gotta think on it. You can go.
Minus. To the left, everything.
Oh, that's hard, because now I think about it. She has, like, a lot of good songs. But right? You know, something like EXO.
She
it's
got
like,
hits on hits on hits.
You gotta go. It's like, our love is like EXO.
Yes.
Because, like, it's just so, like, chill, and I'm like, okay.
Every Beyoncé song. I was stuck on Beyoncé as a kid. Like, every Beyoncé song, I know. But my favorite is probably Broken Hearted Girl, because, like, her vocals just
What's that other song by her? It's, like, Pretty Girl.
Pretty Girl Rock. Oh, wait.
No. Pretty Girl Rock. It was, like,
Pretty Hurts.
Yeah, Pretty Hurts. That song eats. I used to love that song when I was a little girl.
Me too.
I used to look up to Beyoncé. I still do, because she is so inspiring as a black woman, period. Don't play with her.
Yeah, and she's bringing up Chloe and Halle. Their voices are so beautiful. Like, they're so nice.
Bro, I can see they had talent ever since them Let It Shine days, man.
Them what?
Let It Shine. I loved Let It Shine.
That's my movie.
Roxy, I'm sorry.
I know every word to every song.
Oh, Let It Shine. Why am I thinking y'all are saying Let It Shine? I'm like, no. What?
Who is that?
Oh, y'all know who else I was on heavy?
Who?
Lil Yachty. Not even knowing what I'm singing. What's that one broccoli song?
Hey, no.
No, hey.
Tell us what? Beyond.
Yeah. No,
that's
hardest...
Cancer Rapper.
No,
it's not.
No, you talking about Drum and wait, what did you say? That's Chance the Rapper.
That is Chance the Rapper.
No, well, that's Drum and that's Lil Yachty. No,
that's Lil Yachty.
I think the hardest Lil Yachty song is I Spy. Hear me out. Listen.
I Spy 20, with my little eye.
No.
No, and that was overplayed. Like, they played that so many times.
Oh, come on.
No, and y'all, listen, when I was in like sixth grade. I don't know when the song came out. You know, My House, it's like, welcome. They played that every school
they
did
ever play that. But, like, it's still a hit. It's still a banger, though. Like,
you know a good artist now, like, but they overplay her. I don't know how to say her name. Mooney Long?
Yeah, Mooney Long.
Yeah.
I love her.
Y'all know
they overplay that.
I know somebody's.
I don't know her.
I love
her. Like hours and hours.
Yours.
I could.
Oh, I do know that song.
Yeah, they overplay it real bad, but she's so talented.
Yes. I love
her. A good song. Yeah.
But y'all know
Mariah the Scientist is good too.
I don't know.
No, nobody listens to Mariah.
Oh, this is a hard one. What's your favorite song by Rod Wave though?
Chip on My Shoulder.
Abandoned.
I'm sorry.
Every time.
The greatest.
She loves the
from the bottom of the mat, came up around with a strap. That song gets me so crunk. Like,
I don't like Rod Wave.
I can literally be like,
what'd you say?
Get off the podcast.
What? There's the door right there. The door is right there.
I said that.
The door is right there.
I like Rod Wave, but I listen to him like once a month type. I can't listen to no depressing.
You're delusional.
It's not depressing.
Very depressing.
Not all his music.
Name one happy song that Rod Wave dropped.
Like I said, the greatest.
That's
you got
not happy.
Invisible
face.
Scars.
He's talking about him being
invisible
at
scars.
The bottom and how nobody loved him. That's all he talking about is not being loved.
That is not all you talking about.
Stop hating on my
invisible
man.
Scars.
Hey, I'm just saying. Overrated. Yeah. Janae is overrated too.
Janae is not overrated. Now we gotta argue with
Janae.
Our friendship
overrated.
Is almost
on
like
a thin thread.
Janae is overrated. every song sounds the same.
No, it don't.
Every single song.
No, it don't.
She has.
Sing two songs off the top of your mind.
No.
Like, I know a song like On the Way. That's giving a whole different vibe than the song Promises or Remember. Those are like.
Because those are two different years. Name something she dropped in the same album that don't sound the same time. Like, you can go listen to What a Life, and then you can go listen to.
What a Life.
Yeah, and then you can go listen to, like, I think Sold Out.
Mm-hmm.
They sound the exact same. Now, you know them two songs sound the exact same.
No, they don't. Stop hating on my girl, Jenny. I said Jenny.
They sound the exact same.
You know me and Janae Aiko got the same birthday?
That's cool.
Period. I don't have a birthday twin.
Top rapper ever, hardest rapper. Ain't nobody mess with him.
Of
above
time.
Future, above Rod, everything. King Von, ain't nobody messing with him.
I gotta leave. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I gotta put that down.
Did you say of all time?
Of all
time. No,
nobody messing with him.
Of all time? He had like a point where he was like,
she is delusional.
Like,
I didn't even know who this man was until they posted on the news, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know him either until he passed
and
away.
All,
okay, now that's
and then for the next
away.
Month, all I hear was, what's his song? From the strip. You know,
I know what you're talking about.
Like, that's all I heard.
That song go
for the next 2 months.
I'm gonna have to educate these children real fast.
Where did I'm sitting here like, where did bro come from?
Right.
And then I'm watching interviews, Dirk done signed this man. I'm like, huh?
This
I'm so sorry.
No disrespect. Vaughn was a hard rapper. No disrespect. Vaughn was a hard rapper. But I'm sorry. Y'all just be coming out of nowhere. I don't know.
I'm so sorry anything is possible. I'm going to have to sign this off. I got to educate these kids on
time.
But that'll be all for today. I hope you guys enjoy. Bye.
Yes,
bye.
Sir.